Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment.
Johnson. Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I mean, that part makes me want to sing. I'm sorry.
Like, it makes everyone
just,
want to sing.
Yeah, just.
Just call me Fiona. I just said that wrong.
Fiona, I don't know any of the lyrics to this song.
I'm going to be Diona Pumpkin. That's going to be my,
like
sing it. You like that? I don't.
Ladies
and gentlemen, you are in the right place. We are doing the Affair After Show. I am your host, Lim Gonzalez. I'm back, everybody.
Woo!
And we're all back together. Like, we haven't been together, like, in a minute. And I'm so excited. Like, reunited, and it feels so good. Oh, okay. Stop.
We just started a band right there.
Right there.
Hit us up, Simon Cowell.
Okay, please, please, do not hit us up.
I was going to say, don't do that. Mistake on your part, I promise.
Of course, right next to me, we have Allison Dean.
Here I am, Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Yes. And as always, on that other side, Kelly Knezovich with the goodies.
I do. Thank you. Yeah. I do always sit here. I didn't realize that.
No, but it's great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, respect. Yeah. Guys, Kelly Knezovich here. y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Knez.
And the one and only with the live chat action, April Wisenhant.
What's up, y'all? Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram at April Wisenhant in the live chat. Let us know what you thought. We already got some comments. It's Cole's baby, Kelly Knez with
yes.
the cookie crack right
yes.
here.
Cookie crack. Anti-sexy crack.
I think Scotty would have looked a lot better if he was eating Kelly's cookies. That kind of cookie crack.
That kind of crack.
That kind of crack.
He would have looked better.
Those drugs.
He looked terrible.
He looked terrible.
So let's get into it. I'm going to call this episode the implication episode because everything was implied. Like, we didn't really get any solid, like, foundation. It was just everything like, ooh, look at this. Oh, what about this? Da 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 da. It was just a lot of that. And I thought, you know, of course, at the end, we're like, oh, we're going to get a bombshell dropped. And My. That's all we get. And I'm like, is this Johnny Gill? What's going on? I want to know some stuff.
We kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
though. But I think
true.
All of us were like still sitting at the edge of our seat like,
yeah,
oh,
it's coming,
we're
it's coming. Well, and we have only two more episodes left. So they got to start dropping some straight missile bombs on us, you know, here pretty soon. But I mean, I think they're just setting it up nicely for, you know, the big slam dunk. That's what I think is happening.
Well, Sarah Treem, one of the creators, obviously tweeted that this was their penultimate episode, which typically in
like
a normal
that.
Sitcom is one that they do right before a hiatus or something like that.
Okay.
But obviously Showtime shows don't have hiatuses.
Right. Sure.
So thank you, Showtime.
Right.
Yes, we very
we
much
appreciate
so appreciate
it.
That. So this is their big, like,
yeah.
before
mm-hmm.
do that again April
I know
y'all know what I mean by that, but it's the big, like, you know, it's the peak before we get
are we going over the mountain now
yeah
to grandmother's house. Exactly.
We're like almost to the tip of the mountain, I think, at this point. And then we're going to drop off like in the last episode.
We learned so much this episode. The whole therapy scene.
Oh, that was huge.
I was just like, I could not watch. My eyes were glued to it.
That was huge. And I think, and I
what,
was
did
like,
it actually happen?
Well, that's a good point to make.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Did it?
Really?
I'm very literal.
You and I are always like, you always think the same. Yeah. You two are always so like, weird ones. I'm just kidding. No, you two always definitely.
Aliens.
It really did not cross my mind. I was thinking, for sure this happened. Yeah, learning about his father and the way he was and all these different things about Lucy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mm-hmm. Learning about Lucy.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely didn't even think that it could have not happened.
Well, just based on what we got from Allison's perspective and him being home before she got... I mean, basically everything that we saw in his story,
it was different.
Totally different. So,
with the exception, we saw that that phone call, though, and we did speculate that that might have been him calling from the therapy session mm-hmm. to her that she rejected when she went to go see Cole.
Or was it him at the movies? I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right.
Something about these scenes uh-huh. seemed very much like last season, in the sense of they were telling something about themselves to someone. As soon as he started his therapy session, I mm-hmm. literally said out loud, I was like, is this fake? Because it's like the Noah redemption episode, even though he mm-hmm. admitted, you know, some not great things about him.
Right.
I was like, how do we go from him being, which this is a year has passed.
Right.
But I'm like, how do we go from him being there where he was in the last episode, which... I mean, I still think he hit a plateau in the last episode when he saw Whitney, but how do we go from there to being where he is today?
Right.
And then when we get to Allison's version, and it's kind of the same, you know, scenario, like maybe, or obviously they did have a therapy appointment set up and she clearly missed it, but their versions were very different. It just took me back to season one in the sense of, like, why are they showing these versions as being so very different when they haven't done that at all this season.
Yeah.
Well, I think also it was very telling. They're doing some soul searching, it seems. Like in Noah's case, whether it happened or not, the scene is poignant because you see him just kind of exposing himself and kind of talking about freely about, you know, some of the issues that he's having, you know, some of the things he's feeling, some of the things that we've speculated, some things that I didn't even think to think, you know, that were going on with him and his character. And then same thing with Allison, with, you know, everything that happened in her version, running into Scotty, talking to Cole, all of those things were just very telling about, like, you know, even the last scene about them, you know, when they're being intimate and, you know, little baby starts, says da-da and all of that. And then, you know, he goes to take off and she's looking off into the distance. You know, all of these things are like they're looking into themselves about, like, some real truths in this year's time.
Mm-hmm. I also think that... I think a lot of what you're saying, so this is the first episode that we're really getting that that outsider's view on things that we were getting a lot in season one. And I do think it's super deliberate for this episode because, so in Allison's sort of retelling of everything, her view of Noah was like she was, like, yearning for him, and she was very, like, loving toward him. And, I mean, obviously still internally battling mm-hmm. on conflict with what we think maybe Cole. But then I also think that Noah, I do think he was in the therapy session, okay? So I do think that in his version when he came in late and she was doing the dishes.
Yeah. Up top.
I basically was just saying that it's possible that it didn't happen just because that's kind of what they were doing with us in season one is we don't really know what the truth is and what's real, what's not. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with it probably was him in therapy and that was deliberately mm-hmm. being told to us for a reason to kind of expose the layers of him that we needed to see. But yeah, him walking in late in his version leads me to believe that he may have been with that Lucy lady, right?
That he talked about.
But in Allison's version, because she's loving him and caring for him, she does not recall him coming home late that night and
right.
instead having prepared a full course meal, full 12 course meal and caring for the babies and all that jazz and then pleasing her at the end of the day and then going to tend to the baby.
There you go.
All those things. Perfect hubby.
I definitely think that he actually was at the therapy session, but I think that they're telling it differently in the versions because it makes more sense for him to lie to her about not being in the therapy session than it does for the opposite to have happened. So I do think he was actually in therapy for sure, but I'm just saying that I think they're telling the versions different for a reason.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. Yes.
Soul searching. I'm just saying. That's my opinion regarding it. It did start in the present day. I like how they're kind of mixing it up so it's not getting predictable. It started in the present day, and then we see Noah and Allison heading to a trial. And we see also that Helen is still with Mr. Vic.
Bite my tongue over here. Right. I was literally that's not happening.
Yeah.
Just sex.
How they got together. I mean, I'm with you. Like, it didn't seem like it would last.
I literally was like...
Yeah. Serious?
Carrie Driscoll in the chat says, can we mention Helen being with Dr. Ula at the courthouse?
Yeah.
We feel you, Carrie. I'm literally...
I am so with you right now.
I mean...
You and me, girl.
So I guess he's not actually a douche.
Well, he still could be kind of a douche, but he, you know... I mean...
Maybe Helen likes that.
Maybe Helen likes that. You know, she was with Noah. I mean... All I'm saying is I'm glad that she's still with him because it gives her character. Because I was really in last episode, I didn't get a chance to discuss it with you guys, but when I watched it, I was really feeling Helen. Like I was really feeling
I was
Helen.
Feeling Helen.
I was feeling Helen. Yes. So, like I was gonna jump in the TV like Helen, I got you.
But
I got
were
this
you feeling Helen?
I wasn't feeling Helen that way, but
well,
okay.
I'm just saying. But I mean, I'm glad that she got with, you know, Mr. Vic, the doctor, even though it was kind of crazy how it went down. But I mean, that's kind of the path she's been taking lately. And so I think to see her still with him, I think that's great.
I was totally psychoanalyzing the whole thing based on everything that I said last week and then going, okay, so what is it that he is giving to her? And I think it might be just the challenge of it all, right? So it's sort of like verbal monopoly every time they're together because he's presenting things and she's just flabbergasted by the whole thing. And I don't know. They're doing like somersaults or gymnastics back and forth with one another. And maybe it's just entertaining for the two of them. Like they've met their match on realism, their realism match.
And that could be. I mean, it could be. I mean, it's
drop a mental connection. Reality together.
Sure. I mean, there has to be a mental stimulation there.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Yeah. I like it. I'm just going
on record.
I'm not
saying I dislike it, but I think I need to now see a piece of Helen really being happy with him, like maybe on safari. Maybe that's what I need, and I'll feel better about the whole thing.
Well, clearly Helen likes it, so I'm on board with it if she likes it.
Or she's just given up.
Or she's giving up.
I don't think she's settling either.
But the way he spoke about being with her kids, he literally said, I would rather drown than sit there with her kids. I'm like, did you change your opinion that
But fast? Technically, the kids didn't go on safari. So, you know, maybe it's just one of those things.
When you date someone that says they'd rather drown than
And it's
hang
also
out with
been
your kids.
A year. Like, we sing this. It's been a year. So there could have been a lot of things that happened. And we may see it in her version coming up, you know, next episode. Just saying.
Yeah.
Pray that we do. So we might see it. I like it, like I said.
I mean, he's obviously attractive, and we like when he's in doctor mode.
Yeah.
Like, real doctor mode, being compassionate doctor.
Sure.
And not being weirdo, anti-humanity man.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's like the Jekyll and Hyde kind of.
He totally.
But, like, wears it well. Like,
he wears it well. I'm not in disagreement. Okay.
Just saying. Off that soapbox. So, getting into Noah's version, like we talked about, he was in a therapy session. Shout out to Cynthia Nixon.
Woo!
Yeah, oh my gosh,
there is a whole
Miranda!
I know!
It's like, oh yeah, Miranda, what's up, girl?
Looking good.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, I really like seeing her. That was dope. And again, this was a huge extended scene where we got to hear a lot about, you know, Noah and what he's going through. We find out that Allison is going to school to be a doctor at this point, which is dope.
Or is she?
Well,
touche.
right, because it's all fantasy. But just saying, we know that Helen and Vic together. They're going to Africa. We also find out a kind of not a little bombshell, maybe like a little pin drop, but about the divorce, which he is struggling with now. I want to ask you guys this, because I'm watching this, and I know they talk about this. He talks to the therapist about this extensively, but what is your opinion about the whole divorce situation? Because I was kind of conflicted with that. He's now divorced officially, and he's having trouble bringing it to Allison, but I'm trying to figure out, why is he having so much of a problem with it?
I think it's because he at one point felt, like he said in the therapy session, he's like, if this had been in Rock Springs, I would have gone immediately to her and been like, hey, I'm divorced, let's make this happen. But now things are a lot different. Now he let himself kind of go there with Eden, and then he had his baby that he missed the birth of. And so he's conflicted because he feels like he needs to explore a lot of other things, which he's been with Helen for a very, very, very long time, since they were kids.
Right.
And then he got with Allison while he was with her. So it's probably a natural thing to think that. And so it's like they didn't quite jump on. I mean, we saw it's been so focused on, you know, him and Helen still being married in the past. They haven't even really talked about Allison and Cole. And then now it's like, oh, it's done. What happens now? So I think it's kind of just they miss that mark of being like, okay, yay, we're so happy, let's do this.
Right.
And then, you know, some kind of not great things happen.
I feel like he doesn't want to commit to Allison.
Yeah.
But they have a child together. Right. So that is a...
But
pretty
do they?
You know what? You need to stop.
That's true.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about
this whole
that.
Episode was yeah, one big get, episode of Maury. He is literally
I'm
about to
you,
pop
I'm
out.
Totally,
you are not the father. I kept saying that through the episode.
He's ready. I got the documents right here, son.
The DNA test.
Right.
Okay. So I just think right now, If in fact that whole therapy session was legit, and I'm going with yes, it was, Noah is struggling with who he is as a man, right? So he's, now that he has garnered this level of fame and success and whatever else, he's living a new life, right? So the man that he was, he's struggling with who that man was and how he still relates to that guy and all these new things that are in his world. Mm. And he's conflicted because... Before, with Helen, he was just sort of the average, the good guy, right? But now
he's still a good guy.
But I think he's struggling with that, right? Because he's
always struggling. Well,
he's struggling with that.
Yeah.
But in the sense of now he sees that he has garnered success and he wants more of it and he wants to leave a legacy, I think, of, you know, being a successful author, teacher, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so he wants to be great. And so he's looking back at all these other great men and finding the parallels with all of their infidelities and going, well, if I'm going to be a great man, then I must have sex with more women. That's the correlation. And so I think that's why the whole divorce thing for him, he really is struggling with sharing that information, because that means that this door has now closed and he sees everything that, you know, obviously he's living with Allison.
Sure.
They're raising a child together.
Right.
And the next step is marriage.
Right.
But does he want that?
Does
I don't,
he want that?
I don't think he really does.
I completely agree with you. I don't think he does either.
I'm going to pose this. You all make some great points. We talked about this before about Noah, really being tuned into the dark side and how he was drawn to Allison. And the therapist really kind of, dwelled into this with him, because she asked him when he was with Helen, did he want to be with other women? You know, and of course he's like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, did you have that desire? He's like, well, yeah, I did. I didn't act on it. Allison was the only mistake I made. And he's like, oh, but she's not a mistake. And he keeps backpedaling. But I really think that he's connected to that dark side. And I think the fact that he wanted to sleep with his student that he was talking about, that he was mentioning authors that were great men but had infidelities that were going on. And he's trying to be like, well, they were great. I want to be great like them. But can't I be great like them and still sleep around, because they did it and I want to do it too? It's like he wants his cake and eat it too. He's the perfect example of that. And then he has this dichotomy of like, I want to be good, or do I want to be great, or do I want to be both? And it's like he's so conflicted. But I agree with you in the fact that I don't think he wants to be married. And I think because it is the next step, now that his divorce is final, he can do it. He's playing house. He has a child, so we think. But now it's like, do I want that to happen? Because I want to go to France and I want to be there in 2 years and I want to sleep around.
So right. Question, do you think that he would prefer to be single and not have a child and have no commitments to any woman so that he can sleep around? Or do you think it's the darkness in that, oh, I'm in this relationship, but ooh, it's so sexy that I can, you know, I can cheat. Like, is that what it is about cheating, that he likes the game of cheating?
I think it's a little bit of both. But about the baby, remember in previous episodes, he had little interest about this child.
Yeah.
He had very little interest about it. And almost to the fact he didn't want it, or he was kind of upset that they were having a child at this point. So, but I also think that he's tied into the stigma, like even when he was going to sleep with Eden. You know, and he was going off. Of course, he ran into a little roadblock called Whitney. But, you know, he was going to do it. He was bound to do it. He committed himself. He was bucket naked. He was in the pool. He was ready to get it cracking. So, but of course, abruptly stopped and then he ran away. But the whole point was that I think he's drawn to that. I think he's drawn to that. But
He's drawn to it now. I don't think he was drawn to it necessarily when he was with Helen. I mean, yeah, we got glimmers of women, you know, in the first episode in season one, like glimmers of women doing stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I think I'm conflicted too on that. Like, it's partially that he's into the cheating, and then partially that he
just wants to be with a bunch of women.
I think it's just very confusing. I've been so exactly
yes, yes, it is.
Been so like, this is how Noah is. This is how he wants to be. Even though, you know, my opinion of him continues to change, but it's just very at the moment, because I don't understand where they're going with his character. Because it's like, I get where they're going in the sense of, okay, why they're telling us he is using examples of these people doing this and he wants to be wild and free because, like I said, he was with Helen for so long and mm-hmm. when they were so young. But I just feel like it's all discounting literally so much of this series. It's so different from where it was season one and even kind of the beginning of this season, to where it's confusing me in the sense of like, wait, so does he really love Allison?
Right.
Is it just
I think
a
he
fling?
Does.
I think he does too, because he seems like he does now. And I also think, as far as the baby thing goes, which, not to discount any dads, love you, Dad, but it's, you know, I don't have a baby myself, but I always hear that it's, you know, it takes a little longer for dads to really
connect
because a woman is the person
who carries the baby.
Not to
right.
say that every guy's like that, of course.
Sure.
But the woman is the one who carries it. So
sure.
I kind of think of it in the sense of maybe he wasn't a super like ee about it whenever she was pregnant.
It was giving us a sound effect tonight.
Yeah, right,
yes.
Right. I love it.
Because he, you know, he's been through this before and she has two, but
right.
this is a little different for her. So he clearly is very connected to the baby now, whether the therapy session was true or not. I think it was, but we see in both of their parts, he's talking about how he wants the baby to say da-da, and mm-hmm. then in her part, she finally does, and it's very exciting, and I think that maybe it just took him a little longer. So it's like, wait, are you this person who wants to do this, or are you this person who wants to do this? And I don't... I think he's a little of both, but it's like, where do those lines meet?
Okay, so I think it was interesting in the therapy session when he said that he mentioned the whole obituaries topic that Helen always looked through, and
right.
She cherished the ones that referred to men that were loved
mm-hmm.
and what was it?
And were loved and
like their virtues.
Wanted to be loved or no?
They loved and were loved.
There you go.
Yeah. So that to me, then I thought it was interesting. I thought it was poignant. So we've got Helen that I think still loves Noah on some level, you know, like there's
yeah.
always going to
sure.
be love there.
Sure.
And I think he will always like love her on some level, right? Same with Allison. I think he will always, depending on what happens between the two of them, I think that will be a similar type of relationship. No, I think depending on what happens between Noah and Allison,
oh, okay.
whether or not they stay together or not, whatever. I just thought it was interesting in like the final moments of that scene, she just kept saying, I love you. I love you.
I do too.
I love you, right? So for him, it's, he does want to be a man that was loved, and I think he wants to collect maybe many women that loved him in life.
It makes me so sad.
I have a whole different viewpoint about that whole I love you, like constantly saying that. And okay.
Well, it also has a lot to do with the fact that she was like, you're not the daddy. Sure. You're not the daddy. I love you. Well, stay with me.
I think that's what it was. I think it was a cry for, I mean, she basically is now feeling the pressure of this possibly not being his child.
They're both living lies is really what's happening.
I mean, essentially. And they're going to therapy, and they've been going to therapy for some time, but yet they still aren't being totally honest with each other.
Yeah, that's their whole relationship, though. That's not
from
just...
From jump.
Yeah, it's not just from, you know, from, oh, last episode. I mean, from day one, they haven't been honest. They've been keeping things from one another.
Right.
I mean, that's just how they are.
Right.
And I think I was hopeful. I was definitely hopeful. Like, at the end of season one to season two, I was like, okay, no. It's gonna be okay. They're gonna be okay.
It's
now I'm
not
like,
gonna
oh
be
no,
okay.
Right. Oh no, it's not. It's not being okay. It's not happening. Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Oh gosh, yeah, it's very difficult. I think
I'm
also
up over here. Kind of like, oh right. God, it's not okay.
It's difficult also because how their relationship and the therapist pointed it out, like their relationship was founded on an affair. Mm-hmm. So it's like that was being brought up also because it's like your relationship was found in lies. It was founded in lies. Oh, so when your relationship starts in a form of lies, then where do you go from there? It's hard, I think, to tell, and I'm no therapist, nor do I have a husband or wife, I don't have anybody, okay? I don't have children, so...
He was going to jump in the TV and save Helen, so...
I was ready. So my thing is, because of that, not being married ever, I'm thinking that if your relationship starts like that, it's very difficult to move into a trust factor.
Sure.
And the therapist even said that, you know, you guys are having a problem trusting each other.
Right.
There's a lack of trust in this relationship. So, therefore, if there's a lack of trust, where do you find it when you started off, and we just said it started off with them not being trustworthy with each other.
It's really that there was a lot of secrets that were not being, they were not being forthcoming with one another. So it was all just kind of layers of secrets. And so they've both become quite good at keeping.
Right.
Keeping
secrets
from one another.
Well, wasn't that what the preview for next week was? It was something about, like, how can you start a relationship off of trust? Or Noah said something about, I don't trust you, or something along those lines. So trust has always been a huge issue.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was very poignant that she said, especially for Noah, you know, do you feel like since you cheated with Allison that you have almost a pass to do it because you've already done it once? So, you know, what the heck? You can do it again. Someone even said in chat, once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's it, yeah.
I really didn't think it was like that for Noah. That's what's so, like...
troubling.
It just is messing with me because... It's like, but is it like that? I think he's just drunk on the power. I mean, that's kind of what we talked about last week.
Wait a minute. When he said that he was attracted to his student, were you not thinking about Bruce? I'm like, you're turning into Bruce!
Exactly.
You are turning into Bruce.
I wasn't thinking about that, but that makes sense. Oh, I didn't think so!
Because I'm paralleling him with Ruth so much in my mind throughout the past few episodes.
Yeah.
Because he's always talked about how much he didn't want to be
Bruce.
Right.
Yep. Right.
And now it's just
like
him.
It's like he's turning into him.
And yes, the thing is, I think it's actually good that he admitted to the therapist, like, okay, I'm attracted to my young student, whatever, because I don't think that is unnatural. I don't think that that's, you know, let's say I was a teacher and I had a hot 26, sure, I might think he was good looking. And it's not that bad.
Well, attraction
to say,
is
like,
not, yeah, I don't think the attraction is unnatural. It's acting on it when you're in a relationship.
And he can't seem to stop himself.
That's the thing.
But I think he can't seem to stop himself because he thinks that, like, okay, I've already done this. Maybe this is okay. And this will lead me to more success because look where the first one led me to. It's all about his ego to me.
He's very
and
much.
He came from feeling so knocked down for so long, which I now don't think was completely Helen's fault. I think it was kind of a lot in his mind. But now he's this big. He's Noah Soloway. He has this very successful book.
He wants to be a great man.
And he wants to be great. He doesn't just want to be this, I wrote this book and had a lot of success. and, you know, now I'm a stay-at-home dad. Not that he's a stay-at-home dad. And
he wants
whatever,
to go down in history.
Right.
Okay, I agree totally with you, April, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I believe that this is something that has always been in him. He wasn't able, I think he always wanted to be great.
Yes.
And what I mean by this, he always wanted to be great, but because of the relationship that he was in with Helen and the fact that her... she controlled her family. Her family is the one that gave them money and kind of controlled things that won the household. He kind of didn't have a lot of say in certain things, which I think culminated to the fact that he had the affair in the first place.
Right.
But I think he wanted that. He wanted to have a best-selling novel, but then he was in the shadow of his father-in-law. I mean, there was a lot of things that were going on that suppressed him in his relationship. When he got with Allison, it was almost like a breath of fresh air. And he's like,
free.
I could be myself. I'm now free. And she likes me for who I am. And she likes my intelligence and she likes my, you know, charisma and all of these things.
And I like her darkness.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That he wasn't getting. And so I don't think that, I don't necessarily agree with, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. But I think the fact that he did it and he broke that seal, if I can use that term, then now it's like, okay, well, I'm not dead. I'm actually in a better situation than I was before. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can continue this.
Maybe
this is a good thing.
So Amanda McCoy in chat, I completely agree with you. It's not true once a cheater, always a cheater. Uh-huh. And she says, Amanda McCoy, he wants all the freedom and the glory of a superhero. And every POV point of view, I find myself hating Noah. And it's so true, though. He wants, just like you said, he ripped the Band-Aid. I'm better than where
like
I was before.
Like opening Pandora's box.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
Just like a little bit, and he's like, oh my gosh, I want more.
Exactly.
But I thought Allison was enough for him, and she should be, according to how they made us feel.
She was enough for him at the stage
he was in
when they met each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now the stakes are higher.
I believe once he put that book out, that's when the separation with them happened, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because he went to this level and she kind of stayed at this level. And so there was a separation there. Now he feels like, because we know that he's ego driven, he feels like, well, she's not really at my level. She doesn't understand these type of things that I'm doing and all the people that like me and that are, you know, infatuated by me. She doesn't get it. So therefore, I can't really get with her like that anymore. And I think that that's when the separation, not that he stopped loving her, not that, you know, he wanted to leave her, but I just see that's where the separation, where they were not on the same level.
See, I feel like when you say that to me, that sounds like he's starting to resent her, like starting to say, oh, well, she doesn't understand where I'm at. Like,
I think to some degree.
I feel like he just kind of started exploring who he wanted to be or who he could be or find out. You know, he started to figure out, oh, wow, I could live this life. I could do this. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of didn't stop. And I don't really think he thought about Allison or, oh, you know what, I should stay back tonight and not go to that party for, you know, I'm not saying my book release party, but, you know, some party relating to, I don't know, maybe if somebody invited him, like a socialite or something.
Sure.
I feel like he just kind of stopped thinking about Allison's feelings and stopped, I wouldn't say stopped caring for 100%, but I don't think it was like, oh, she doesn't get it. I'm not wanting to spend my time with her because she doesn't understand the level that I'm on. I think it's more just like, I could do this. I could be this person. I like this. I'm kind of, you know, going into new territory. I kind of like the man I'm becoming without thinking, how does this affect Allison?
Sure.
You're Allison. How it affects you. That's the only thing.
He wants his shortbread and eat it too.
Yes.
That's the thing. He wants everything. he wants everything.
He wants the cookie crack.
No, I'm just saying he wants everything. He wants to be the successful author. He wants to have, you know, this family. He wants to have his children. I mean, he wants all of these different things, but kind of wants it all to be in his world.
In no way, shape, or form is he thinking about any consequences to his actions.
No, that's what I mean. He's thinking about. I think he thinks about it, but it's not enough for him to not do it.
I don't think so. I mean, the fact that in therapy he was like, I don't really think about what I do. And, you know, he's like, but now I'm taking time to think about
it. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I think he battles with it. He battles with it, but I think overall he ends up doing what he wants to do.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Regardless of the consequences.
Next episode, he's in France.
Right.
What are we thinking?
prediction.
Did you all... So, basically, the whole reason why they were in therapy was because of the debacle with the birth, right? That's literally why they started going to therapy.
It sounded like after that started,
I think
right?
So.
Correct.
because Allison hated him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Oh, she had every right to hate
him.
Yeah,
I know.
Every right to hate him. So, I mean, anyway, I want to get into her version because I really want to talk about this baby. This baby that was, man, this was crazy. So she runs into Scotty. First of all, Scotty looked terrible.
Yeah. I was like, is that Scotty?
Really bad.
I even had to Google it. Yeah. I know Scotty. What'd they do to that guy? Say that it wasn't, but he is on a lot of cookie crack.
Yeah, he looked like Scotty's crackhead stump double. That's what I think. Yeah. So she runs into Scotty. He's all, you know, acting like a crackhead.
50 Shades of Grey.
Right, exactly. And basically, he's like, hey, how you doing? And what's going on? And she's like, hey, what's up? You know, kind of like, why are you here?
You look scary.
And all this kind of stuff. And then tells her, I have this business proposal, which sounds terrible. Like, how are you going to come looking that bad? And like, hey, I got some business for you.
Right.
Let me tell you about it right now. Can we go up to your house? No? Okay, can we sit right here in my office?
Like, he's just to Mr. T.
No, he was bad. So she's like, okay, you know, she entertains him, what have you.
She was struggling with it.
She was terrified.
She looked bad. He looked bad. He then tells her, which is very interesting, that he wants to buy the lobster roll with her. Now, we know back that when we saw the future, or I should say a present
when
day,
we went
I should
back
say.
To the future.
When we went back to the future, we know that he did own the lobster roll.
Or that a Lockhart did.
Exactly. But I always thought it was Scotty. I always thought it was Scotty. So it's just interesting you think it was Cole?
I think so. Anyway, continue.
All right. So a Lockhart owned it, right?
Yeah.
But we now see in this, you know, when we're looking at this, he's wanting to buy it, right? He wants to buy it. She tells him about it. She's like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this with you. Whatever. He goes ballistic. Rah, what are you doing? And I hate you. And you just selfish and just starts going bad on it, right? And she's like, okay. Nanny walks up with the baby.
The baby.
Of course, right?
Oh, man.
And it's like, oh, who's that? Is that, oh,
that's
your daughter?
That is Joshua Jackson's baby twin.
Right.
No,
I'm sorry. I literally was like, you look exactly like him.
Yes.
And I think that they got a baby that looked like Joshua.
They did.
So of course
it definitely didn't look like Noah. The fact that the nanny was like, yeah, everyone says it looks like Elsa, but I think it looks like her daddy.
Yeah.
And then
and he was like,
she sure does.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh damn.
So we know exactly
what we're not talking about the same daddy.
Right. Yeah. We know exactly what he was thinking, everything that was going on. So then she then shows up to meet Cole after this whole situation happened, right?
And he
looked fantastic.
Dreamy. Okay. Whatever. Keep moving on.
Yes.
All right. So
over here.
She goes up to meet Cole. Interesting enough, there was a phone call from Noah that she rejects.
Which we think it's the therapy call.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because he called and she didn't answer. She meets him and I'm like, why is she meeting Cole?
Yeah, same.
Interesting.
I was like, you're going to tell him he's the daddy.
Right.
No,
exactly.
You're not. Okay.
So they're starting this little kind of weird banter. He's telling her about his life and how things are going great. She's like, oh, okay, great. Hey, so what did you want to tell me? I ran. And this guy, like, she basically changes what you could tell in her mind. She wants to tell him, but doesn't. Of course, then Louisa shows up, and then she's like, hey, and they start kissing.
They're getting married.
Exactly. And they're getting married. He drops that bombshell on her. She's like, oh, that's awesome.
It was Cole's wedding.
We knew that it was going to happen.
Right.
But all of this is happening. So she basically is just like, okay, I have to get out of this situation.
But interesting, before that happened, interesting that when she did mention that the lobster roll was for sale,
mm-hmm.
Cole did seem to sort of like, it is.
It did pique his interest,
which I thought was interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Because he has no dealings with Scotty, and he mentioned that.
And he has a lot of money sitting in escrow.
Right, exactly. That he's not touching because
he
doesn't
want
to do it.
Right.
So she backs out of that. Then we see Allison, back at the house. She meets up with Noah. They get intimate. They're doing their thing. And then we hear the little baby ends up saying, Dada. And they're like going at it. And he's like, what was that? She's like, go to him. But before that, before that, she says, I love you like 8,000 times, which I believe, as we just discussed, is telling that she feels guilty.
You're not the daddy.
Right.
You're not
exactly.
the daddy.
That's, you know, translation. So then he goes and he's like, oh, let me, you know, Joni, hey, it's your dad. Da, da, da. And then she's like staring off in the distance, like thinking about something. Then we go back into the present day, and then the results come in from the pacifier test, which was done as a backup.
Covert ops,
right?
By Helen.
Exactly. And then the attorney looks at it and basically just says, my, and then that's it.
And are we thinking that my is a Cole Lockhart? Yeah. Or is it a my, I thought it was Cole and it actually really is Noah?
I'm going to go on, I mean, it's kind of the obvious, but I'm going to go that it's Cole's baby.
Okay.
That's what I'm
going to
go.
Same.
Okay. You're going to go with Cole baby?
It
Cole
is
baby?
The very much so consensus in chat that it is Cole's baby.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, there is an inkling in me that it's not, because I just
said it's Scottie's
baby. But I literally just typed in here that they've never given us something that is so easy. And to
That's
me,
true.
It seems so easy. But then, I'm sorry, I forgot who said it in chat earlier. They said that this is the connection to Cole to keep him going throughout the show, is that the baby is actually his. And that's the way that they keep that storyline kind of going.
That's smart, yeah.
Which definitely makes sense. And
absolutely.
It 99% makes sense that it is Cole's with everything else we've seen. But there's just the part of me that's like, they've never given us something that's like, every single thing points to this. And
but
I feel like that's what they're
actually
doing.
Said, like,
and that's the thing, everything
my
was
my
implied.
It,
I know.
But that's what I mean. That it's like every, of course it hasn't been said, but everything is pointing
every
to
implication,
this baby is
a huge
Cole's.
Implication.
Right.
And they've never given us something that's that easy before.
But they also are changing things up with the way that they're showing us things and laying out things. So I think this could be one of those situations where it could be what we're thinking. And then, because the whole thing is we need to have, there needs to be a motive for the murder. Everything has to point to the murder. So
yeah.
I think all of this is setting up and they probably won't tell us who the murderer is by that point. You know, when we only got two
episodes.
Season
3!
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. But I think everything is pointing up to motive. And, I mean, we have to get, I don't think Noah did this. So, therefore, there has to be some way to connect that happening.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Well, now people, R. Haim says, I agree. It is too easy to be Cole. Thank you.
Yeah, boom.
I don't know. We'll see.
So, let's get into predictions. Let's do that. Predictions.
And now, you're
after
TV predictions.
All right, so
drop some knowledge, Lem. What are we thinking?
Lem on the mic.
All right, testing 1, 2. All right, so this is what I think going forward. I believe that we're going to see Scottie again.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see Scottie somehow saying, and it kind of was in the previews that we saw, but I believe, because now the information that he has, or he believes he has, he's going to go up to Cole, and I believe he's going to tell him what he saw and what he thinks.
Okay.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Like
That's
it.
All I'm going to say.
I like
boom,
it.
Boom. Next.
I do think that there's going to be some, we're going to get the Lockhart dealings with the lobster roll, and I think that Cole is going to buy it. And I think he's going to use the escrow money for it.
Mm.
I do indeed.
Okay.
I don't know what else I think right now. I'm a little flummoxed.
Yes.
What do you think? Me first?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to... Yeah, I definitely think it's Cole's. That has not changed. I know Albert said on Twitter that he thinks the season finale will be the wedding. And we will see Scottie get killed, but we don't know who the murderer is. Hashtag season 3.
Hashtag season three.
So I do think that that's going to happen. Because I don't think the wedding can happen next episode. I think there needs to be something. I think the conversation needs to happen between Scottie and
right.
Cole.
Right. Well, yeah, definitely not by next episode. Absolutely. Because
yeah.
we did jump a year from episode to episode.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that was a shock.
So, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of focused on Cole and the baby right now. I don't really have anything to say about Noah. I think we're done talking about him.
Boom.
Yeah.
I think he's
going
to go to France next episode.
Oh,
that's God. Right.
Yes.
Get out of here.
I think it was very important that during the court scene of what's his face, the Gottlieb doing his opening arguments, Cole was not in the room.
He was
They showed everybody else,
right.
but Cole was not in
and
there.
Scottie,
not to say that
no,
well,
Scottie
is dead.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Cherry was there, though. Cherry.
Yes.
And
Cherry
then his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The rest of the boys were there.
Okay. I don't remember what they looked like, but they were next to Cherry.
Right.
Not to say that I think that implies that Cole did it, but it just implies his, you know,
involvement.
Mm-hmm. But we also know
his
disattachment.
Right.
We also know that he was going to be called to the witness stand. Or
yeah.
He was going to be one of the...
Then.
One of the witnesses.
Key witnesses.
Sure.
So, are they allowed to? Maybe not.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if key witnesses are allowed to participate in sitting in the courtroom. I don't know either.
My prediction is that we still have no idea who the killer is, but that I do not think it was Noah, and I do not think it was Cole.
Do you think it was Allison?
And Whitney is still in the mix for me.
Yeah, Whitney's just random.
Oh my gosh, if they do that, that would be amazing.
She's still in the mix for me.
Hashtag, he hasn't talked to her in a week.
In a year.
In a year. So, just saying. But we will see her before the season ends. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We are wrapped for tonight. We have two more episodes to go. This is crazy. Keep with us. It's going to happen.
Something is going to happen.
Stay with us. Let us know what you think. Tweet us. You can hit me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. Where can they find you? Allison Dean.
Allison, you can, that's me. You can find me. I was like, thank you, Lim. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. 1-0.
Boom. Kelly, can I
We're all still confused.
Yeah, I know.
We're still thinking about this episode. Yeah. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Knez.
And y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Definitely tweet us at hashtag ABTV The Affair. We want to hear what you thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. All day, every day.
Join us next week.
Let's do it. It's going down. Boom. Peace out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.